Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. WFMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tom, it's Augie Richards down at Ye Old Burger Barn in Newbridge.
How you doing, Augie?
Yes.
How you doing, Augie?
I'm doing good. Hey, just calling to tell you that we love the show down here.
Great, thanks.
And we would love for you to broadcast from here some night.
To broadcast from where is this now?
Ye Old Burger Barn in Newbridge on Route 4.
Okay, I would do that. I guess we have means of setting up remote broadcasts.
Well, hey, that would be great. And I also wanted to tell you that Tuesday night here at the Burger Barn is actually best show on WFMU night.
No, that's yes. You got to be putting me on.
The place is packed. Actually, I'm calling from across the street because it's so packed at the Burger Barn and it's so loud.
Really?
Yes.
So what do you do at a night? Best show on WFMU night?
Yes.
Like, what goes on?
Well, we have
if you don't mind me asking, a
killer stereo system, and we blare the your program all throughout the restaurant, and people just go crazy. They actually go nuts when you do your song intros.
Really?
Yeah.
They go nuts for that.
They do. There's something about it. Whenever you announce what the station is and that sort of thing, they all say it with you.
Really?
Yeah, it's great. We'd love to get a glossy photo of you. We put it up right next to Jerry Only.
To who?
Jerry Only.
Who, from the Misfits?
Yeah, Jerry eats here all the time.
Sure, I could do that.
Well, that would be great.
I would definitely do that. That's fantastic.
You're going to love the food, too.
So what kind of stuff do you sell at the... I guess, obviously... The name answers the question.
Ye Old Burger Barn.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually kind of surprised that you've never heard of us.
Why is that?
Well, you know, it's packed quite often, and I could guarantee you that probably half of your listeners there have probably eaten at the Burger Barn on a regular basis.
Half of my listeners eat at the Ye Old Burger Barn?
In Newbridge, yeah.
In Newbridge, okay.
Yeah.
They might. So what... Is it mostly burgers? Is that what it is?
Oh, it's not limited to that at all, Tom. We've got the best batter-buttered fare in the country, hands down.
What is that? The best what?
Batter-buttered fare.
I don't know what that means.
You've never had a batter-buttered burger?
I don't think so. Oh, what is that?
Tom, you haven't lived yet.
What is a batter-buttered...
Well, Tom, let me just say that... Ye Old Burger Barn in Newbridge is proud to be just one of only three restaurants in the entire Eastern Seaboard that has what we love to refer to as the Batter Butler.
The Batter Butler?
Yes.
And what is a Batter Butler?
Well, let me just say that the Batter Butler is the wave of the future.
Okay.
Okay, well, say you want a hamburger, okay?
But uh-huh.
This process is not just limited to hamburgers. Okay?
Okay.
First of all, you've got your burger.
Mm-hmm.
You get to pick what kind of batter you want on your burger first. Okay?
What do you mean, batter?
Well, you dip it. The customer is able to pick up the burger, dip the burger in the batter. There's three kinds. There's thick, heavy, and the bomb.
Okay, these are all batters? You mean like bat? Like what? Like you mean like the way things get battered, like fish sticks or something?
Well, it's beyond that. You could have fish. We have several fish entrees on our menu, as well as chicken. But there's also three flavors of batter, okay? There's rye, lemon, and chocolate.
These are different batters?
They're all great.
But why would anybody... Put a hamburger into batter.
Wait till you taste it. What I would do if I were you is I would take some calls and just I'm sure the phone lines are lighting up right now.
Actually, the phones are completely dead.
That's because everyone's here at the Burger Barn and they're listening to the show here.
Really? Well, the phone number is 201-200-9368. This is a new experience for me, the idea of batter, butler, food.
It's actually, Tom, it's batter buttled.
Okay, batter buttled?
Yeah. So let me get on with the process, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, wait, your place is in Newbridge?
It's on Route 4 in Newbridge.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually just outside of Newbridge, beyond the Commons, but before Muffler Row.
Before what?
Muffler Row.
What is Muffler Row?
Well, it's actually right in the thick of where the Strip used to be before Route 38 was built.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like, what is it, like a business district or something?
Well, it used to be. I mean, it's we're undergoing a resurgence right now. You know, we're kind of building the area back up, and the Burger Butler addition to the tavern. Actually, it used to be a tavern. It's been in my family since the 1840s, and it used to be the Newbridge, ye olde Newbridge Tavern.
Uh-huh, but now it's called the Burger Barn?
I took it over from my dad and wanted to just kind of revamp it and heard about the Burger Butler.
The Batter?
The Batter Butler.
Burger Barn or Burger You got me, it's too many B's.
Oh, don't say that.
So you have a batter machine?
We have the Batter Butler. The Batter Butler is essentially, let me get on with the process, okay?
Please do.
Okay, so you've got your burger, or your chicken, or your fish, or your zucchini, whatever. You put it in the batter, thick, heavy, de bomb, or rye, lemon, or chocolate, okay? You put it in that. Then you put it in a little, we call it the dunking cart. You put it in the dunking cart, and you lower it. All this takes place at the bar, too, okay? You lower it yourself, and it goes into the batter butler. The batter butler is essentially a 15-foot-long pool of golden oil that is nestled under the bar.
How big is it?
15-foot long.
That's a lot of
it's beautiful.
A lot of oil.
It's beautiful. So then you just watch your food get buttled in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then you you reel it up.
Okay.
Okay.
With what?
Oh, it's like a crankshaft.
Okay, so you're reeling it?
Yeah, there's 15 at the bar. Okay, one for every foot. So you reel it up. And
so people are lined up like they're on the side of a ship or something?
That's
like
a good way of
like
looking at it.
On a fishing trip?
That's a good way of looking at it. But there's so much more at the barn. You got to come down for yourself. But anyway, okay, so you take the burger or the food out, okay, with the tongs because it's pretty hot, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then you need to let it cool for about 45 minutes, and then you're good to go, friend.
How long do you have to let it cool for?
45 minutes.
Well, that's kind of hot.
Well, it's pretty hot, but Tom, I also got to tell you this, okay? And this is something we tell everyone who comes in the Burger Barn, okay?
Uh-huh.
Don't kick your feet under the stool at the bar.
Okay.
Because the batter butler is not a toy.
Well, I'm sure it's not a toy if it's 15 feet long.
Well, it's also that, but there's something else, too.
Uh-huh.
There are several pipes that bring in the gases that fuel the batter butler.
Okay.
And any tomfoolery could be quite dangerous.
Like what? Like kicking?
Well, kicking it or doing anything that disturbs the flow of the gases. And the batter butler actually runs on liquid fuel called Zelftar 143.
What is that?
Well, Zelftar 143 is essentially rocket fuel mixed with CO2 and compressed about 1,000 times.
And that's what? That's what fuels this thing?
Exactly, yeah. And, Tom,
uh-huh.
When you come here, don't lean on the bar because the batter butler can get hot. We actually have what we like to call the hottest bar in New Jersey. And that's actually truth. It gets to about 250 degrees.
Where does it get 250 degrees?
Well, the plexiglass over the batter butler is what gets heated up sometimes.
Now, that's a bar. This is still a bar, though.
Yes. Well, it's more than a bar. It's it's a restaurant. You can come here and you can play darts. We have a great video jukebox.
But if you are at the bar, say I go in and I don't want to do anything with this batter machine.
Oh well, you can have a beer. Do you like beer?
Yeah, sometimes. But I mean, say I do. Say I want just a cold beer.
Okay, I would just say, okay, what do you want? And we have several different kinds. And if say you order the Miller Lite, I'd say, okay, that'll be $6 for a 10-ounce beer. And you would pay your money, and you would be ushered.
That's a
in.
Little.
What?
How much is it? $6?
Yes, for a domestic 10-ounce.
That's pretty steep. I mean.
Well, Tom, you
I
know.
Thought, I mean, it sounds like it's a pretty casual place. You're just playing darts, and you have.
Well, Tom, I should also say that the prices will be coming down as soon as we offset the cost of the. Of the batter butler.
So you are. How long have you had this machine in your studio?
Well, Doris
your restaurant.
Doris and I took over from Pops about 4 months ago.
Who's Doris?
My wife.
Okay.
And we got the batter butler in there, and I'll be honest, it's an expensive undertaking. The batter butler.
Like
we got. We got a mid-size. There's three sizes. There's small, medium, and large. We got a mid-size, and that's $50,000.
Oh my God!
Yeah, but it's worth it. I mean, this food is slamming.
Now, do you get people coming in specifically for this food from this batter machine? This batter butler?
We're getting very, very popular. We have a lot of celebrities too. I'd love to add your photo. Next to Jerry Only, we've also had Philly great Greg Luzinski. He's been here, and Hector Camacho, and also Jack Steeples from Adrenaline OD.
So you've actually had all of those famous people.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think my picture, and this is, I don't consider myself to be famous at all, and I'm shocked.
Well, you're very famous down here.
That just shocks me to no end.
You're very famous down here.
I would probably be maybe the second or third most famous person on your wall.
Oh, I doubt that. Well, anyway, you come down here. Here's the deal, okay? You do your show, and I understand now that you're on from 8 until 11. Is that right?
Uh-huh. That's correct.
So you come down here. You do your show. You take some calls. You spin some selections on the video jukebox. And also, whatever you wanted to do, but I also want to say that your food would be half price, okay? Okay, so if you wanted the burger...
I would eat like a fish.
Okay, say you wanted the fish burger special, uh-huh. Okay? That's the fish burger combo. You would get that for $18.
And then that would, what, be nine, I guess?
No, that would be half of $36.
For a burger?
Well, yeah, Tom. Like I said, you know, we're trying to offset the cost right now, but it's only.
I understand that, but that's
it's also
not completely fair to pass that along to the customer. I mean, why does the customer have to absorb all of the cost of this thing?
Well, that's just how business works, don't you think?
I really don't. No, I mean, business usually is.
Well, how about this? I'd cut your. Bathroom price in half, okay, to $1.
You what?
I'd cut your bathroom entrance fee to $1.
I'm not going to pay to use a bath. $1? So you charge $2 to let people in the bathroom at a bar?
Yeah. Tom, please stop using the word bar. It's so much more than that. We have a very extensive memorabilia room for the batter butler also. It's kind of like a museum.
Of what?
Oh, All kinds of batter butler memorabilia, T-shirts, buttons, all kinds of things like that.
But what's memorabilia for a machine? I mean, that's just... I've got to say, look, first of all, I am flattered that you do have a night for the radio show.
Okay.
I do appreciate the fact that you have a night where you guys all listen to the show there. It surprises me, but I'm glad that you do it if you know. But I kind of, I really would have second thoughts about being associated with something so pricey.
Well, Tom, like I said, it's just for the next 2 years, okay? And how about this, okay?
2 years?
The night that you're there, how about this? Here's the deal for everybody. Uh-huh. The night you're there, TV is free, okay? The TVs that we have up are free. And also, it's only going to be $1 to look in the museum.
Can I just ask how you normally charge for the television in the bar?
Well, we have a row of TVs at the far end of the barn, okay?
Uh-huh.
So we go around and we take $1 from everyone who wants to actually view the TV. And
uh-huh.
If someone does not want to view the TV, we just turn their chair away from the television.
So without their, if it's not their choice,
yeah,
the TV gets turned to, the chair gets turned away from the television.
Exactly. That's not too much to ask.
Now, I'm shocked at the idea that this place, that you run your place like this, and
well,
you even say that my listeners would know this, this place? I mean, I'd love to take calls from anybody who's eaten there at the Burger, what is it, the Burger Barn?
The Old Burger Barn in Newbridge on Route 4, yes.
201-200-9368 is the number. If you've eaten at the Burger Barn.
Hey, I'd love to have you have something sent over to you. What kind of batter do you want on that fish burger?
What are my choices again?
Okay, well, there's three different kinds of batter. That's thick, heavy, and a bomb.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and also the flavors you've got, your choices are rye, lemon, or chocolate.
Yeah, I guess I'd be forced to go with lemon just by default.
Well, could I make a suggestion?
Sure.
For fish, I would definitely advise rye.
You'd suggest rye?
Rye, yeah.
Okay.
It's really good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And on... How about those French fries? I would definitely advise chocolate for that.
Ugh, chocolate French fries?
Oh, they're good, they're good.
There's no way I...
No, it's like eating a... it's dark chocolate, too, so it's like a Hershey's dark chocolate
uh-huh.
bar, and just, you know, poured all over those fries and then dunked in that golden pool of oil.
That sounds horrific.
Oh, it's good.
Let's take a call right now. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. I've never eaten at the Burger Barn. I mean, I would, I don't know, I'm pretty game for anything. I would probably try it. But I've got a question.
Yeah.
It sounds like you got a lot of health violations. Like, how did the Department of Health, how did you pass? I mean, like, customers handling food isn't really kosher.
Well, I like to think that we operate outside of that, that scene, so to speak.
You have to have a license of occupancy, and you have to have
well,
all that. Do you have that?
Well,
I mean,
the old Newbridge Tavern was zoned back in like I said, in the 1820s. So that sort of zoning does not kick in or pertain to what the establishment is now.
So it's like grandfathered in.
Exactly, exactly.
But how can you be grandfathered in and have all of that equipment? Like, what was that, what's that fluid that you said you were using for that machine?
Zeltar 143.
I mean, that must require different zonings than what they were used to in 1920.
Not that I'm aware of.
Like, I'd like to bring my kids, but it sounds dangerous with darts flying and people drinking beer. I'm afraid of fight. I mean, do fights break out because there's alcohol? I'm afraid for my kids.
Well, sometimes, but, you know, we've just got to, if that does happen, we have several security agents who just maneuver the fight away from the pipes. Yeah.
Right.
And away from the bar also.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, if you come down, okay, what's your name?
My name is Hector.
Hector, if you come down, here's my deal for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Half price on darts, $250.
Oh, you charge for darts?
Well, sure.
Can I bring my own?
No way.
I mean, that's a little, I mean, bar, usually a bar just puts a dartboard up as a way to just keep people engaged and having fun at the bar.
Well, here's the thing, Tom, okay?
Uh-huh.
Charging, besides offsetting the batter butler, also tells the person and or people who want to play darts that you've got to be serious about playing darts, because if you throw that thing off center and it hits a pipe.
But who's going to throw a dart that's going to hit the bar?
Who knows? That's Zelftar 143. If that goes shooting all over the place, that is going to be a bad day.
But don't you feel unsafe having a something like that in your own bar?
Not at all.
No?
No, you shouldn't either.
I would feel I would not be able to relax while I ate at a place that, first of all, so it's like I'm paying five times as much as I should for food that but my life is also at risk here.
How about this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We'll also make it Tuesday night's entrance fee is half price too, okay? It's only $250 now.
So if I go and do a live simulcast there, you're going to still charge me to get in?
Yeah. I've got to, Tom. I've got to offset the cost of the batter butler.
Well, I understand that the batter butler costs money, but that's not anybody else's fault.
But I feel like, Doris and I feel like we're providing a service for the community and in terms of bringing this new batter butler fare to the area.
Now, I'd love to talk to anybody who's eaten food that has been batter butlered. Let's take a phone.
Come on, get the... It's batter butled.
Batter butled, okay. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Tom, are you pulling our leg, or do you really believe this guy?
I mean, I haven't eaten...
Rocket fuel for a oil burner under a bar that's 250 degrees,
sir.
Where you're supposed to put your elbows while you drink your beer?
It's not an oil burner, okay? It's the batter butler.
Yeah.
Have you
All right,
ever...
$36 a burger with lemon batter, that's fine with me.
I mean, have you ever eaten food that's been batter butlered?
Tom,
when I have batter fried steak, you know, chicken fried steak.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sir, what's your name?
I'm Steve.
Steve, you haven't lived until you've had our fare, okay? That stuff, that chicken fried steak, that's bush league compared to the batter butled fare.
You
know, doesn't this guy sound like the guy who you had on that DJ where you had people calling up and voting who was the most popular, you or him, Tom?
No, that's what... I know
that show. That was great.
I mean, I know who that is. Your
voice sounds very much like him.
My voice?
Tom's voice sounds like him.
No, not you, Tom, but... No.
Hey, Tom, are you doing one of those things where you do both voices?
No, I don't do anything like that. Are you in the Newbridge area, Steve?
No, unfortunately, I'm up in northern New Jersey, in Jersey City, actually.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been, like, on that route, what is it, Route 4?
Route 4,
I've been to Old Bridge, but not to New Bridge.
Uh-huh. I go to New Bridge.
Okay, right. Well, if I'm ever down there, I'll check it out.
Great, right, well, thanks for calling, Steve.
Sure.
Have a good night.
All right, I guess, well, another phone call.
I'm really surprised that you're not getting more calls. I'm actually more surprised the people who are in the burger barn right now are not calling in.
Uh-huh. Well, here's another call. Let's get you on the air. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
This guy's got to be totally full of, you know what?
What, full of Zelftar 143?
I think he's totally pulling our leg here. Come on.
Do you live in Newbridge?
No. I don't even know where Newbridge is.
I guess it's down by what, like east? Is it like, it's south of East Brunswick?
Exactly.
South of Brunswick.
Yeah.
I grew up in East Brunswick.
Yeah.
Never heard of Newbridge. Old Bridge, not Newbridge, though.
Well, Newbridge, like I said, is undergoing a resurgence. You know, there was a period from 1975 to just about a year ago where Newbridge was, like I said, when Route 38 came in, it really kind of took the wind out of the sails down on Route 4. You know?
Yeah. Another call coming in here. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Tom. I've eaten at this place.
You've eaten at the Burger Barn?
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
I got to be honest with you. I thought it was terrible.
Oh, sir, you've got to be kidding me. What did you have?
Well, I don't know. I was taken there on a fraternity hazing ritual, and we were all drunk, and they just started feeding us this stuff.
We get a lot of those.
What
did it taste like? I mean, did it taste like
I can't use that word on the radio, but...
Okay, well,
please don't, by all means.
But
I think actually what happened was the burger slipped
right
and fell into all this whatever it is.
Oh, it didn't splash on you, did it?
Yeah, it did.
Oh,
all of us.
Sir, I'm sorry about that.
You'd
have to go
20
to
of my pledge brothers and me.
Did you go to the hospital?
They wouldn't take us to the hospital. The fraternity would get in too much trouble. But, you know, these are the loyal things. Although, if they knew about the place, I'm assuming it was good.
Well, it is good. And I see, son, I think that you probably had too much to drink and going in.
Well, we were also underage. Well, we weren't drinking in the place, but I think we were pretty loaded, but we were underage.
That's not my problem. See, it's a restaurant, though, too. Okay, so anyone can come in as long as you pay your $5.
I see.
Okay, but anyway.
What restaurant charges admission that you know of, caller?
The Old Burger Bun.
Well, I can name several in New York City. They're actually, they charge a cover.
Yeah, but they charge, but this guy's actually, I mean, what do you sell, a ticket? At this point?
Now, here's what you get, Tom. Okay, you pay your $5.
Uh-huh.
You get your 5-inch asbestos coaster.
We didn't get one of those.
You didn't get one?
No.
Tom, you should have gotten you one of those.
Okay, well, the caller didn't get one. So you did not, would you ever eat again at the Burger Barn, caller?
I think to get one of those asbestos coasters I'd like.
Uh-huh.
That sounds pretty interesting.
But you would never go there for the food, specifically.
I live too far away.
Well, uh-huh. See, here's the thing. I think if you're, this is the kind of place you need to come.
Well, he just,
when you're not drunk, you're not, your palate is clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can totally enjoy the rich rye flavor.
So you feel that him being inebriated took away from the experience?
Oh, it certainly does. It certainly does. That's why I don't allow the employees here to drink that much.
That much?
While they work, yes.
Well, you shouldn't be allowing them to drink at all if they're operating
Why is that?
Because they're operating some machine that's like 250 degrees?
No. The customers operate the machine.
But that's even worse, though. But you'll let a customer drink your beer.
Yes.
So you would let a man go into your place and drink a...
Or a child. I would let the child drink. I would let him dunk his...
His
batter buttled fair into the batter butler, yes.
You can't let a child anywhere near a...
I certainly do.
Equipment like that. That's just... that's where I would draw the line.
Kids love it. Okay, well, here's what we do for the kids, though. We give them the protective mask and the gloves.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's kind of you.
Well, it is.
Uh-huh.
Those things cost a lot, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they do.
Only got one pair.
Yeah, and kids only have one pair of hands also and one pair of eyes.
Tom, you're nitpicking.
Let's
now,
take another. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi there, Tom.
Yes.
I just wanted to call and extol the virtues of French fries and chocolate. It's very good, actually.
You love it, don't you?
Well, I've never been to this particular establishment that the guy on the phone is talking about.
Well, who else has them?
Well, just at any other fast food place, I, buy some French fries and a chocolate shake, and I dip the fries into it.
Well, that's great.
What's that?
That's a great idea, but it's not the same as a batter-buttled fry.
No? What's the difference?
Oh, well, first you take the fry, okay? You cook the fry first,
uh-huh.
Okay? Then you dunk the fries in your choice, like I said, lemon, chocolate, or rye. And then you dunk it back in again into the batter butler. And then when it emerges, you're in for a taste treat after 30 minutes.
Does that have a nice balance of saltiness and sweetness?
Oh, it's got everything.
Sounds delicious.
So are you in the Newbridge area, caller?
No, not really. I don't know where that is, actually.
Where are you in New York?
I'm in Jersey.
You're in Jersey? What town are you in?
Wayne.
Yeah, that's completely the other way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
So I guess maybe I was wrong on chocolate French.
See, Tom, I'm even at this point just trying to decide whether or not I want you to do a show from our place.
So you're trying to decide right now.
I'm thinking of beaming in another show that night.
And what show is that?
Kid Midnight.
What is and where is that show from?
Oh, I think you know who Kid Midnight is.
Yeah, I do, actually. I was just trying to... Why would you do that if there's such a fan of my show there?
Well, Tom, it seems like you are not willing to participate with the program at the Ye Old Burger Barn, and it just sounds like you're just not a team player.
I would be more than willing to... No, I would be more than willing to do a show there. I just am not going to have do my show live somewhere if you're going to be charging my listeners admission to get in that you keep, and if you're going to charge them $36 for a hamburger.
Tom, it's a whole combo platter, okay? And I'm not charging your listeners to listen on the radio.
No, you're charging them to walk in the door, though.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm trying to run a business, okay?
Yeah, well, you're trying to run a business, but it's not a very fair business.
Okay, well, I'll just get Kid Midnight to do it, okay? It's no skin off my back. We love his show even more than yours.
Oh, that's nice. 201-200-9368 is the number. If anybody out there has eaten at Ye Olde Burger Barn in Newbridge, now's the time to call in and, you know, why would you call and say you're such a fan, and then now you're going to side with Kid Midnight?
It's well, on.
Hold on.
Hello?
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're calling from the Burger Barn right now.
Are you loving it?
No, actually, my friend, he seriously got burned by the Butter Battler.
Are you serious?
Listen to him.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name, son?
My name's John.
Hey, John, what happened? Did you get too far over the bar or something? What happened?
No.
You can't go over the bar.
I mean, what, did it splash up on you or something?
No, I guess I had a little too much.
That's the thing. You can't.
I wanted to, just dip the whole burger into it.
What did you...
Well, he sounds drunk.
He does sound drunk. Son, did you lower the thing
He just hung up.
Well, I need to know from him if he lowered it down in the basket or not, because you can't just dunk it in there, because, yeah, you will get burned. You will get burned. Okay,
but
that sounds like...
How can you let people do something so risky like that, though, where it's just so close to...
You got to follow the rules, Tom. You got to put it in the basket, okay, and you lower it down. That's the rules, okay? I can't have someone stationed at the batter butler making sure everyone adheres to those rules.
Okay? Why not? You most certainly can and should.
That's not my responsibility. It says... A big sign over the bar, it says, dunk at your own risk.
Oh, that's you said they shouldn't dunk, though, but you say dunk.
You got to lower it down the basket. Look, if you're going to lean over that bar and you're going to stare at that that hot oil and dunk that thing in with your hand, you don't deserve to eat at this establishment.
WFMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air. Okay, we got another call coming in here. WFMU, you're on the air. You're on the air, WFMU.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I've eaten at the Ye Olde Burger Barn.
You loved it, didn't you?
Yes, I do love it.
I can tell. How could you not love it? What'd you have, sir?
I usually like to take a little tour of the menu, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
So what did
usually I take out? I do have a complaint. I think your takeout fee is a little excessive, even compared to your other fees.
Well, you know, we got to pay for the gas, okay? So, Tom, essentially what we do is we add $15 onto the order for delivery.
For delivery or for just takeout?
No, I take out.
Yeah, for takeout. For delivery, it's actually $30 extra.
So you mean if I just call up and I say, hey, I want a burger.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to pick it up. I'm not going to eat it there.
Yeah, because when you order and you take out, you do not utilize the other things that we offer, like the dartboard, the bathroom, the TV, things also that we make money off of. So you're actually stealing from us.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Was that I saw something under construction over in that other wing.
Yes.
It looked like some sort of like ride, like a Disney kind of ride or something.
That's going to be the Batter Butler Express. It's a mini roller coaster. It only has room for 6 occupants right now, but it goes pretty quickly, okay? And at the end of it, it goes right underneath a spray of Zelftar 143. No one ever gets hit by it. But
well, what is this stuff? That sounds like the most dangerous thing I've ever heard. The idea of going right under this poisonous chemical?
Well, Tom, like I said, the Batter Butler Express is safe. You're not going to get you're not going to get sprayed with it, you know, with the stuff, okay? You're not.
Oh, but you go under a spray of it.
Exactly, you go under. But I should say that if you do jump up when the spray is going by, then, yes, you do stand the chance of blindness and or heart stoppage.
Okay. Oh, the chance. Boy, that's a... But I guess it's worth the ride. And how much does a ticket on this ride cost?
$13.
This place is not not family friendly, is it?
Oh, I totally disagree. We have families in here every night.
But I mean, in terms of affording.
Oh well, you know, it's as cheap as taking your family to a Yankees game.
But it's a restaurant.
Yes.
At least when you go to a Yankees game, you get to see the Yankees.
But you also get to buy merchandise, and you can also buy merchandise at the Burger Barn, too.
For what? Like a... I should... The caller right now is a running a restaurant in Newbridge.
Augie Richards, proprietor.
Mr. Augie Richards, who's running a place called Ye Old Burger Barn down in Newbridge, and he... He's trying to get the program to come down and do a broadcast, but I'm not interested in it
well,
right now.
And like I said, I'm losing interest in you.
Well, I have a question for you, actually.
Okay.
Somebody just emailed in a question and wants to know, they told me to ask you about the Ziffer lawsuit. Aren't you ashamed of having a child visit your restaurant and walk away with third-degree burns over 10% of her body?
Well, that young girl should not have tried to piddle into the batter butler.
That's, piddle into it. Now, here's another guy who's emailing in. Somebody named Wendell wants me to ask you.
Yeah.
He says he's been to the Burger Barn a number of times. He said you used to have a butterscotch batter?
That's right, yes.
And why did you discontinue the butterscotch?
Because there was a strange reaction with the butterscotch batter and the actual oil. There was a weird reaction where the Zelftar 143 combined with the butterscotch batter actually scalded people. Even when it was... Even after they'd waited the 45 minutes cooling time, the center of the burger and or food, whatever you had, if it was dipped in the butterscotch, it was still scalding inside. And we had probably 13, 14 people get scalded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, this restaurant has been around for, you said, since, what, the 1840s?
Well, it was called Ye Old Newbridge Tavern back then, but we took it over and turned it into Ye Old Burger Barn just last month.
So now you're coming up on almost 200 years of history, and you see fit to change what probably countless generations helped create. You now are laying ruin.
Oh, I don't see it that way. I see it as taking it into the next millennium. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I don't see it as. See, the past is the past, Tom, and we need to live in the present and or the future. And like I said before, the batter butler is the future.
Okay, we got another call coming in here. WFMU, you're on the air.
Yes. I was just wondering. I was thinking of bringing my girlfriend there and asking her hand in marriage.
Okay.
Now, my question to you is this. If you have some sort of special presentation,
yes,
of the ring as a surprise, like, I don't know, maybe put it in that butt thing that you're talking about, and, you know, dip it in and then just kind of, you know, pull it out, and it'll be like a surprise for her.
Yep. Would that be something you would do?
That's something we have done. Here's what we do, okay? We take the ring, okay? First, we dip that in the batter and or flavor of your choice. I recommend lemon, okay?
That makes my lips pucker, and I love lemon.
We dump it in the butler, okay? Put it in there for about 4 minutes. We take it out, okay? We grab it with the thongs and the tongs and the gloves, okay? Because it's hot. We put it inside whatever the young lady ordered, okay? We jam it in that food, okay? We let it cool not for the full 35 minutes. We let it cool for just 10 minutes, okay? So it's still kind of warm. We give her the batter-buttered entree. She bites into it, and she
burns her
bites
mouth
down on a well. That's part of the surprise, though. She gets a scalding bite of metal.
Boy,
and
that's.
But I guarantee you, that's something she'll remember forever.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's as she gets all kinds of oral surgery.
Oh, well,
that is something. I'll say that for sure.
You can't argue with the fact that that's a memory.
Mm-hmm.
That's a memory.
That sure is. That's a memory that'll take a lifetime of doctor's bills to. So somebody just got an email here from Doug, who says, I'm actually in the Burger Barn right now.
Okay.
This place is packed.
It is packed.
He's emailing on a Palm Pilot.
Yep.
Because the payphone costs $8.75 and only takes quarters.
That's true. Is there a problem with that, Tom?
Yeah, I think your phone is about $8.50 more than a phone should be.
Well, Tom, that price will be cut in half within the next year, okay?
So
don't bust my chops on that.
Oh,
okay.
I'll lay off. I'm sorry.
Hey, Tom, speaking of...
I'm sorry, it's everyone else's responsibility to make you rich.
Hey, Tom, I'm not rich yet, okay? I'm still in debt here, okay? But I'm slowly coming out. I do want to give the website address for the Burger Barn, okay?
Absolutely.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, http://www.geocities.com/burgerbarn/ /burgerbarn/tilde-b-butler.373.double-tilde-root-4/!.batterby/.html.
Okay, and what kind of stuff is at your website?
Oh, you get everything. You get different kinds of batter. You get testimonials by hundreds of satisfied customers. You get a link to batterbutler.com. You get all kinds of things. You get we have contests too, where you can get half price off of your entree, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got another call here. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi. I think it's a great idea with the website. Is there any charge you get on the website?
At the moment, no, but I am working on that.
Okay, and I've also eaten there in the restaurant, actually, twice, and I just wanted to thank you, because I think you came over personally when I had all the bones in my meat, but you just explained it was the batter.
Wait, come again,
so,
sir, I'm sorry.
I felt so much better after that.
Wait, come again, I missed the part about the bones. One more time on that.
Well, when I was eating my burger, I thought there was a lot of bones in there, but you actually came over and explained it was the batter.
Oh, yes, that's right. The batter sometimes has the consistency of hard bone.
Yeah, well, they're actually very hard bones. And also about the marriage, is it possible? Would I be able to get a discount if I divorce my wife now and get married to another person?
Now, are you saying divorce her at the Burger Barn and marry someone else at the Burger Barn? Yes, you definitely get a half-price discount.
Oh, so you can put it into a whole package?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I am so excited. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure.
Well, thanks for calling.
We do have a divorce package, and here's what that is, okay? Say you want to break up with someone, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Say you're married, you want to break up with your wife or something. You bring her to the barn, and she orders one of our succulent entrees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We bring out to her, this is pretty funny, I think, a buttled lump of horse crap.
Why?
Because then she digs into it, and she gets a mouthful of surprise.
That's not right.
Oh, I think it is.
You can, and I'm sure you can't serve that at a restaurant.
We do it for men, too, okay? I mean...
No, it's not. I'm not saying it's a matter of you being against women. It just sounds like something you wouldn't be able to do at a food place. You can't fry up...
Well, like I said, the zoning kind of eliminates all that sort of thing from our... experience here.
What about your own personal code as a...
I think it's funny.
Well, what about the fact that people now...
I did it to Doris as a joke.
That's sweet. Now, what about the fact that... do you use the same... I hope you change the oil.
Huh, I never thought about that. No, we don't, actually. That's something to look into, though.
Yeah, you might want to look into that before the next person gets a... a mouthful of horse manure.
Well, that would, that would require changing the oil, and that's not cost effective.
Yeah,
really.
It's not cost effective. Yeah. You really run a real special business down there, Augie.
It is special, and like those callers have said, it's packed.
It's packed. Yeah.
It
well,
packed.
Somebody just emailed in. They said that there is an ambulance outside of the Burger Barn.
Oh, geez, I see that. Yeah. Hey, Tom, I better go. Okay.
So, are you still interested in having this thing where I come down and do the show?
You know, I don't know if you're. Your Burger Barn material. I think I'm just going to go with Kid Midnight.
So is he going to do a live show there?
We're going to do a remote from Omaha, yeah.
What's the big deal about a remote?
Well, I mean, Tom, I don't want to come out and say it right now, but Kid Midnight, you know, ever since he broke that record, is a hot commodity. Okay, he's gonna fill this place even more, way more than you ever could.
I wouldn't want to ever fill your place and put money into your pocket.
Well, good, then it's settled, okay? Kid Midnight's going to do it.
And it's also settled. Everyone listening, please do not eat at Ye Olde Burger Barn.
Hey, you can't say that.
In Newbridge. I just did.
Okay, well, you're sued.
Don't eat. If you live in Newbridge or around Newbridge, by all means, avoid the Ye Olde Burger Barn on, what's it, on Route 4 and Toilet Row, was it?
1736 Route 4 in Newbridge.
Was it Toilet Row?
No, Tom, enjoy the litigation, okay? Because there's a lot of it coming your way, okay?
Yeah, why don't you go for it?
Oh, don't think I'm not having papers drawn up right now. As soon as I deal with this kid in the ambulance, you're next, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, Augie, I wish your business nothing but the worst of luck.
Okay, Tom. If I ever see you, here's what I'm going to do, okay?
Okay.
If you ever set foot in my place, you're going face first into the batter butler, okay?
Oh, that's fantastic. What, are you going to dunk me in?
Yeah, consider yourself dunked, all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right, and consider yourself hung up on. Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.